I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, the Jewish observance of Hanukkah begins tomorrow at sunset. For thousands of years, this festival of lights has been celebrated with 8 nights of tradition, gift-giving, and special foods. It's a happy time with family and friends, so you may want to include your pet in the fun. As with other celebrations, it's important to keep your pet's health and safety in mind. The menorah with 9 candles is a classic symbol of Hanukkah. The celebration begins as blessings are recited and the candles are lit. But burning candles can be a hazard if a curious pet or a wagging tail gets too close. Make sure your furry friend does not have access to the menorah if you're using real candles. Hanukkah gelt is a gift of money or, frequently, foil-wrapped chocolate coins. The kids love the chocolate, which we all know is harmful to pets thanks to the theobromine and caffeine it contains. But the shiny foil wrapper can also cause digestive problems if eaten, so keep the candy away from your furry buddies and take care to dispose of the wrappers where your four-footed family member won't be tempted. Classic Hanukkah food includes latkes and small sugared donuts. Latkes are pancakes made with shredded potatoes and onions and fried nice and crispy. Like the donuts, they're yummy and high in fat, which can cause gastrointestinal problems for your pet. But the greatest danger comes from the onions in the latkes. Onions contain theosulfate, which is toxic to dogs and cats. Even cooked, a small amount of onion could poison your best friend. Sharing traditions and celebrations like Hanukkah with all family members, including the four-footed ones, can make them even more special. Find some healthy treats to give your pet while you enjoy the Hanukkah donuts, latkes, and chocolate gelt. That will help to ensure that you both will be able to share in the blessings and enjoy all the holidays and celebrations throughout the year when you're speaking of pets.